Yes, that's right.
If someone came into town and no one had ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
stranger.
Does it matter how far he's come from?
Not really. If he were from another country, we'd call him a foreigner. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'd ever use foreigner, though, to refer to someone not from another country.
All right.
You know, you hear foreigner, but that's, I guess, a movie or TV term, book term, to me anyway.
Mm-hmm. The mother of Jesus?
Mary.
George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Wait till the sun shines?
Nellie.
Male goat?
Billy.
First of the four Gospels?
Matthew.
A woman who conducts school?
I'd just say school teacher, school marms type of thing that you hear used in Westerns and that sort of thing to me.
Do you ever hear anyone say that?
No, no. What did Minkin use school ma'am?
I don't remember.
I think that's right.
Okay, the man who wrote The Last of the Mohicans was James Fenimore.
Cooper.
And if you were addressing his wife and didn't feel on familiar enough terms to call her by her first name, you'd call her?
Well, if I were being careful, I'd say Mrs. Cooper.
Yeah.
I'd just as likely say Ms. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. A preacher that's not really trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit?
Mm-hmm. And not very good at it. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I'm not familiar with jackleg preacher. Jackleg anything, for that matter.
Did you say you are not?
No, not.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard...
Not carpenter at all?
Mm-hmm. I have heard shade tree mechanic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the mechanic's not all that competent, and it isn't above him to, mess up your car a little bit so you'll bring it back within the next 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah.
Could you call anybody else a shade tree, or is that just for mechanics?
Just mechanics to me.
Okay. You've never heard anybody say Jacqueline?
Mm-mm.
All right. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. The wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
Okay, now these two names for your father's brother.
Mm-hmm. Uncle William, Uncle John.
Okay. The commander of the army is?
General.
And the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel.
And the man in charge of a ship?
Captain. And I've heard blacks use captain talking to white men. Maybe their employer. I also heard it in New Orleans when I was visiting a friend of mine. We went to the farmer's market there, and some Cajun running the booth, my friend would refer to him as Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Also, well, I'll get into Cajun terms later on, I guess.
Okay. Yes, I'm sure we will. The man who presides over a court?
Judge.
Person who goes to college?
Student.
Suppose it's to high school?
High school student.
Elementary school?
Still student. Maybe pupil.
Okay.
Elementary school.
Okay. Would you ever use scholar?
Mm-hmm. Sounds a little old-fashioned to me.
Mm-hmm. A person employed by a businessman to look after his correspondence is called his private...
secretary.
Did you know this is Secretary's Day? I heard that on
the
radio this morning. I laughed.
Be kind to Susan.
A man on the stage is an actor, a woman is a...
actress.
All right. Your nationality?
American.
The other race?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of things. I guess casually now, I refer to them as blacks. I would feel very comfortable saying colored people, though.
Mm-hmm.
Colored man, colored woman, whatever. I suppose most prefer to be called blacks nowadays. I would say Negro.
Mm-hmm.
I might say Negro, but not often, I don't think. If I'm going to say that, I'll just say Negro, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the derogatory names?
Yeah, nigger, derogatory. And there's several other joking terms that